WCL in the mobile. WCL, M4ZLK, portable in the garage. Shane, what you doing in the garage? You building your hot rod or something? Working on some bunk beds for the granddaughters. Trying to wrap it up. I was off this week and I was trying to get it done, but got a little behind, but I'm still working out here. How are you doing today, John?
Pretty good. Bunk beds for the grandkids. Yeah, we've talked about building a bunk room in the lower, the shack level of the house. Got a pretty good sized room we just use for storage right now, but I think I'm gonna put four bunk beds in there and section that area of the lower level off so I can put a door up, and that'll be the kids' bunk room. But we're just heading to town, gonna get a little lunch and probably make a couple of quick stops here. I think Lori needs to stop at Walmart, and that's what we're up to. Very good. I'm being off. You know, I was on the radio last night, as a matter of fact, about midnight or so, and I heard Richard in there a couple of times, and I thought it was a little unusual that I didn't hear you, so hope you enjoyed your week off. As always, doesn't matter what happens, it's nice to take a break from work. But I got some news about work, by the way. I'm going to text or call Richard and Baker down there. They cut a route here in the Greenville building, and the guy has more seniority than me. And when your route, if your route gets cut, you can take any other route. So I woke up yesterday morning to a text message from him saying he's taking my route starting Monday. He's going to try it out through bid time, which is we change it, or we can change in October. And if so, he's going to run it through end of September. And if he likes it, I guess he'll stay on it. So I had to pick another route, so I'm going back to Dave's for a little while, running around town, making some deliveries. But it just all happened at the last minute, and I hate it, but that's what it is. Going back to Dave's, but it seems to me like you've settled into the night work. Now, when you say making deliveries, are you talking about a package car?
Out of a trailer, just run some bulk delivery stops. Which is the same route I ran 3 years ago, or 2 years ago. I ran it for 3 years. It's actually when I first, it's just having to, you know, get out. Probably good for me because it's going to make me a little more active. Just have to get out and deliver some bulk delivery stops at the docks.
That you lost your route, but, you know, you always look at everything that there's got to be a silver lining in there somewhere, right?
Beth is happy I'm coming back to Dave's. I went tonight basically because it was the one route I could make a little more money of some overtime on it. I can't really get the overtime on the day routes. But kids and Beth, they're like, it's better for you to be working in the daytime and sleeping at night, which is probably true. But, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
You still 4 days a week, or are you going to be going back to 5 days a week?
4 days. There was some other night runs I could have taken. There was a couple four-day nights or four-night runs and some five-night runs, but they don't get any overtime on them, and I don't want to work five nights to make the same money I can make in four days or four nights. So, and I didn't really care for the other runs that were at night, and just a good opportunity to go back and try it out. And if it doesn't work out, you know, there's other choices come October.
They may go through Atlanta one day and everything's all under construction and traffic, and he may say, yeah, no mas. So you never know what could happen.
Is that okay? Yeah, you're right. He has been there before. He hasn't run this particular run. He's been down to that Fulton County building we have down there, the Smart Hub, we call it. But we'll see. He may like it. He may not like the hours because it makes for some long days, longer than what he's used to. He just came off a route that went up to Greensboro and back, and you can do that in about 8 hours or less. Time you get up there and drop and turn around and come back.
Ten hours plus in a day, didn't you?
It's
9:30 and would usually get off anywhere from 5:30 to 7:30, just depending on how the traffic and everything else went.
Well, wish you luck. Maybe I'll talk to you more or less. I don't know. I haven't talked to you much at night lately. Lori and I have been going to bed like 10 o'clock, a little after 10. You're probably not even in radio range by then. So, anyway. All right. We are at our destination. But, anyway, hopefully I'll be chatting with you a little bit more up here. You know, you'll be out and about on a Saturday. So I'll let you get back to the bunk beds. Tell Beth we said hello. 7-3, and we'll chat again here soon. N4, ZLK, and I'll tell Baker and Richard if you don't get to them first. K4WCL, 7-3.
Yeah, just give me a little more incentive to check in on that Saturday night deal. I'll look forward to that. But, yeah, you and Lori have a good day. Hello, Miss Lori. Hope you all have a good day. Enjoy your lunch. And thanks for coming back to me. I will talk to you later. K4WCL, N4ZLK.
KC4AKU,
N4ZLK. How are you today? N4ZLK. Appreciate that information, Chan. I think I saw them on the one of the spotter networks last night as well, yesterday evening. But I appreciate that. But I'm out in the garage right now. I'm not near the radio. So I need to get back to what I'm doing. But I know everybody appreciates that. I hope you have a good one. We'll talk to you later, okay? I'll be clear on your final. I got to get back to this. Get this done before I got to go back to work next week. KC4HAN, N4ZLK, 7-3, Chan.
7-3. Nice talk to you, KC4HAN, clear.